morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 92 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Lewis Talby Jr. I've learned that there's three responses you can always strive for when you're doing anything, whether it's for your spouse, your boss, a client, or even something for yourself. And those three responses are yes, no, or wow. Always go for the wow. Now, you may land on yes or even no sometimes, but if you always shoot for the wow, you will have some great accomplishments. Let's talk about this. Let's go. Baseball season is here. We just had our opening day here in Cincinnati, and what a great day it was. Man, I love opening day. There's just something in the air, you know? The smell of the fresh-cut grass, players in their fresh-pressed uniforms, and us fans with the highest hopes and expectations. Unfortunately, by mid-season, those hopes and expectations are destroyed, but I still have them every opening day. The players are all batting 1,000 before they step to the plate for the first time. The pitcher's ERA is perfect. And no player has a single error. And just like us fans have those expectations, the players have even higher ones for themselves. There isn't a single player that steps on that field saying, "I'm going to do okay this season." No, they step on that field every game determined to wow us fans in the seats. They don't step up to the plate and say, "Well, I hope I can get a walk." No, they want to knock the cover off the ball. I once saw a team trying to intentionally walk Pete Rose, and he retched across the plate as far as he could and hit the ball anyway, and then he beat it out. I said, "Wow." You show me a player or a team that doesn't play to wow, and I'll show you a loser. And you can apply that theory to any career or aspect of life. If you work to achieve mediocre, you're going to reach mediocre, at best. We should always go at everything striving for the wow. You know, growing up, I was surrounded by the most loving and encouraging family. We lived next door to my grandmother and my great-grandmother until I was about 5, and I completely blamed them when I'm accused of being a show-off. There was nothing I could do that they wouldn't rave about and tell me I was the best ever. I mean, I could hit a bucket with a stick and they would swear I was a prodigy drummer. So the more they cheered me on, the more I showed off. One story I've heard them tell many times is about me on a big wheel. I guess I told them I could ride this big wheel up a tree in the front yard. And before they could respond, they said I hit that tree at full speed and actually went up it a few feet before falling backward to my near death. I don't remember it, but I bet one of them said, "Wow." Now, they may have been saying, "Wow, that kid's nuts," but I bet I got a wow. But you know, it didn't end on that big wheel. I haven't changed. I strive for wow in everything I do. I told you stories about when I worked my labor jobs. I would bust my tail, not because I was trying to get promoted, but because I wanted somebody to say, "Wow, that guy hustles." It didn't take me long to figure out that hard work is how you get promoted. So I've continued to do this in every aspect of my life. Now, there's been plenty of times when I've received a, "Wow, that was bad." But either way, I get a wow because I go at it with everything that I have. You know, wow is not easy. Wow means working hard. Wow takes courage. But settling for anything less than wow is just not acceptable. I once had a preacher show me a demonstration with a bucket of water. He said, "Stick your hand in there and stir it around and splash all you want. But when you pull your hand back out, the water will go back to being still as if you were never there." He said, that is how life is. We can make all the splash we want when we're here, but once we're gone, it's like we never existed. Well, that was depressing, so I kicked the bucket over and I said, "Well, now they'll remember me." You know, 100 years from now, people will only remember the wows. So go out and wow the world and leave your mark. Think about all the great leaders and achievements. They were all wows. Now, it's okay to be mediocre sometimes, but I believe we all have a wow deep inside of us. We were all put here with a gift that is unique to us, just like our DNA and our fingerprints. So go find yours and wow the world. Look, if you're crazy enough to think you can change the world, you will. Abraham Lincoln once said the best way to predict the future is to create it. I just know when I walk through those pearly gates, I want God to look at me and say, wow. And friends, with that, we'll close another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at least found it entertaining. I know I sure enjoy doing these. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for listening.